Governor Cuomo and his administration have come increasingly under fire for reacting too slowly to toxin-laced water in the small eastern New York village of Hoosick Falls. Now, Politico New York finds, through emails obtained through the Freedom of Information Act, that the governor's health commissioner and others knew for a full 18 months that the water was tainted with the chemical PFOA and actively argued with Environmental Protection Agency officials against warning the residents, saying that the state held a different philosophy from the federal officials about how much of the toxin linked to cancer is actually dangerous to humans. The assemblyman who represents Hoosick Falls and other parts of Rensselaer County, Steve McLaughlin, says he's furious.
For a year and a half, the Cuomo administration knew and took affirmative steps to deny the public information that they needed for their health. There's nothing more critical to life than clean water. I mean, you have to have clean water, you can't survive. So to take those steps and to deny the public that information is beyond egregious. I think it may be criminal, which is why I've asked the U.S. attorney to get involved.
The letter to the U.S. attorney in the Southern District, Preet Bharara, and the Northern District's Richard Hartounian says Cuomo and his officials actively covered up New York's most serious public health crisis since Love Canal.
He absolutely had a moral and an ethical obligation to inform the public. Did he have a legal obligation? I don't know, but I'd like the U.S. attorney to take a look and find out.
Governor Cuomo, reacting to the report that documents show his administration knew of the contamination at Hoosick Falls long before they acted, dismissed the article.
That's a whole political he said, she said. I don't know how the state could have been more aggressive.
Cuomo and his aides have taken steps in recent months. In January, they declared portions of the village a Superfund site. After students at the high school called a press conference demanding a new water source, Cuomo allotted $10 million to distribute water filters and to seek out a new water source for residents. Villagers were also permitted to get their blood tested and analyzed at state labs. Results for around 2,000 people were mailed out beginning last Friday. That meant many got their test results on a Saturday and had no way of contacting the health department or their doctor to understand the potential risks they might face. The governor's health department has not provided a chart or graph showing what percentage of residents had high levels of PFOA in their blood. They only say the results range from negligible to over 200 micrograms per liter. The average American has 2 micrograms per liter of PFOA in their blood. State officials also have not released a geographic map that could pinpoint where the worst water contamination might be. They say the department needs more time to study the data. Michael Hickey, a Hoosick Falls resident whose father died of a rare kidney cancer and who has been active in drawing attention to the village's water problems, says people deserve to have some context. He says they need to know what the level of the toxin in their blood means compared to the others who were tested.
The water is one thing. For a chemical to be in their water is significant, don't get me wrong, but for it to be in somebody's blood or their children's blood, that's a whole new ballgame. And for them to downplay it, or at least my opinion of downplaying it, it's really not fair.
Hickey and McLaughlin say Cuomo's health officials should have held a public forum with experts to provide context and answer residents' questions. The health department says it staffs an information center at the Village Armory 3 times a week to answer residents' questions, but Hickey and McLaughlin say that's far from adequate. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.